You woke? Time to get up. Hello and welcome to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin. I hope you guys are having a terrific day. I want you to remember one very important thing. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I'm going to say it one more time. Like, share, and subscribe. I enjoyed doing this post for you. I hope that you enjoy it. And if you do, please share this with other people. Now, today I decided to take a closer look at the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Tom Parker, after the unanimous decision on IVF treatments by the Alabama Supreme Court. Chief Tom Parker is a controversial public figure in Alabama. In 2004, the Southern Poverty Law Center criticized him for passing out Confederate flags at the funeral of a Confederate widow. It's controversial if you see it as controversial. Also, he was also seen in a photo with Leonard Wilson, board member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, and Mike Horton, leader of the League of the South. Now, let me explain who these folks are. Both the Council of the Conservative Citizens and the League of the South are considered white nationalist, white supremacy organizations. The mass shooter, Dylan Roof, even quoted a list of white victims of blacks, supposedly compiled by the Council of Conservative Citizens. And that was after he opened fire and killed the 9 black church members in South Carolina church. Even more controversial than a bad photo op, Tom Parker also attended a function celebrating the birth of Nathan Bedford Forrest. Now, if you don't know who Nathan Bedford Forrest is, he's a famous Confederate general, infamous Confederate general, and the founder of the KKK. Yeah, that particular organization. And yes, he was celebrating his birthday. Now, the event was sponsored by a group known as the Friends of Forrest, Inc., in association with the members of the League of South. Now, let me tell you about those two organizations I was telling you about earlier. The Council of Conservative Citizens and the leaders of the League of the South. So I have to give a disclaimer here. Tom Parker does not consider himself a member of either organization, nor has he claimed to be a member of either organizations. But these two organizations are known to support Republican candidates who they feel support their ideas and issues or similar issues and ideas. So they, of course, now are sitting in a picture with Tom, this guy, and even though Republicans don't directly endorse those particular organizations, they do receive money from them from time to time and endorsements as well. That's important to know about Tom Parker. Parker often attacked his colleagues in court for being too lenient on crime, but he himself was criticized for his work effort as a judge. In his last term, he managed to only write one opinion. He is also a conservative Christian who believes in the Seven Mountains Mandate. Okay, if you don't know what this is, this belief says that God created government. It also states that God's purpose for the church is for Christians to have influence or take dominion over seven specific areas of society and culture. So that's media, government, education, the economy, family, religion, and even arts and entertainment. The Seven Mountains Mandate is a movement believed to have been started by evangelical Christians back in the 70s, even though such beliefs existed long before this. Sir Thomas Aquinas was one of the most famous people from the Middle Ages, a theologian and a religious man who had these ideas about government and religion. The members of this sect believe that by establishing these seven mountains, they can bring about the end times. If you want to look for the reference to that, I believe it's Revelations 1 through 18. 2 weeks ago, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled on the case of three families who sued a Mobile, Alabama fraternity clinic for allegedly dropping embryos on the floor during their procedure, thus destroying them. The couple seeking penalties filed a wrongful death claim against the clinic. The Alabama Supreme Court, in a unanimous decision, voted in favor of the three couples. However, in their decision, they ruled that the embryos were living and were afforded the same rights as any living child. Tom Parker wrote about his divine belief when life began several times in his opinion, even quoting Dutch theologian Thomas Aquinas in the book of Genesis, basically saying he didn't believe in IVF treatments because he said these are living babies and that human beings didn't have the right to manipulate because it was the will of God. His authority of the subject is not necessarily supported by other religious organizations or leaders. As a result of this deeply flawed ruling, several clinics, including the Mobile Fertility Clinic in the complaint, have since shut down their fertility operations in the fear of litigation and possible prosecution. One of the biggest was UAB in Birmingham, and I believe another one, several in Huntsville, Montgomery, they've closed down as well. The ruling also is sending shockwaves across the country as several other states may soon consider IVF legislation and protections or on the other side of this and to protect the procedure from similar rulings. In other words, you can see this in Mississippi, you can see this in Arkansas, Louisiana, maybe even Texas. You can see something like this pop up. It is unlikely, according to the reporting from CNN, and this is the sad part, that this ruling will be taken up by the United States Supreme Court since the Alabama justices did not cite the Constitution in their ruling. Now, what I want you to do is to listen to how this decision affected a couple interviewed by the Associated Press.
It was a scary thing. We got the green light to start our meds on Friday, which was the same day that the ruling was made, and then we found out about that just like the next day from a friend, and we started going through all of the social media reading about that IVF could potentially stop here.
Just injected so much uncertainty and anxiety into our situation. We just started freaking out about, are we going to be able to continue, and what have we wasted all this time and money already in anxiety? Yeah.
When we started the IVF process, I was actually very worried about having people know that I was going through IVF. I didn't want any of my friends to know. I didn't want really any of my family to know. I asked everybody who did know to please keep it quiet. And then when I saw this ruling, I got very angry and very hurt that it could potentially stop my cycle. And I just said, people need to know that this is affecting couples, real life couples who are trying to start families. They view protecting embryos as important, but what about our chance of having a family? Shouldn't that be protected as well? And I would ask them to take a look at our story and how hard of a decision this was for us to even get here, and to ask themselves if they can look at us and tell us to stop what we're doing.
While protesters like this couple are converging on Montgomery to urge the state legislature to act on the IVF issue, Republicans are begging IVF clinics to stay open while they work on to resolve this issue. The Alabama legislature is also controlled by Republicans, is taking up bills now to stem the damage done by their fellow Republicans in the judiciary. One bill proposed says that an embryo outside the womb is not considered a living being. Another bill would simply protect IVF providers from liabilities in IVF procedures. Now, this is something I just heard. I believe the Alabama legislature, the House has passed one version of the bill, and the Senate has passed a different version of the bill, but they're similar in nature. So they're hoping soon to pass the bill and put it on the governor's desk. Now, State Attorney General Steve Marshall, also a Republican, says he will not prosecute providers of IVF treatments. Until then, however, more and more doctors are canceling IVF treatments and clinics are shutting down. Some folks are choosing to go out of state, or you know, it's a choice on the table. IVF is a procedure rarely covered by insurance and is usually reserved for those who can most afford it. The additional cost of travel means that even fewer people will have access to the treatment. And that's a problem, a huge problem. Like I said, you're not looking at the poorest people in Alabama, maybe not even the richest, but some families are scraping money together to do this because they want to have a baby. They want to have a child. Now, this issue with Tom Parker and conservative Supreme Court are troubling, to say the least. You can't mix God and the devil. I'm just being real with you. You know, Parker's conservative values seem, on the surface, to be a mix of God and hate. While you're talking to people like the Southern League and this conservative council and going to, you know, functions about Nathan Bedford Forrest, at the same time you're spouting off that you're a religious and a Christian man. That's white nationalism for you. Or what should I say, white Christian nationalism for you. His values are on religion are blind faith to controversial theocratic law, which leaves no room for reason or compassion. Was it not Jesus who had to clap back against priests who asked him why he was healing people on the Sabbath? I say the same thing about IVF. Is your idea of what is life so strict that it would keep couples who could be loving parents from having children, babies that save the life of an unborn child who is not in the womb because of some misinterpretation of scriptures? Is our faith to become the Christian version of Iran? Or are we headed in a direction that destroys the constitutional freedoms we enjoy in the United States? I truly hope not. Well, there's a lot here to think about. I have left some references in the notes below for the things I've said here. And I just wanted to give that a little bit because, like I said, IVF is a serious business in the state of Alabama. And to make a ruling based on what he made a ruling on, to me, is deemed as foolish. Well, folks, I'm all out of time. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got a little information from it and a little understanding of it and a different point of view. And y'all have a peaceful day.
You have been listening to Thought You Were Woke, No Speed Limit Podcast.